New Delhi. The Indian government has proposed regulating air conditioner temperatures nationwide in a significant move to promote energy conservation and tackle rising carbon emissions. The new directive will set the operational range of air conditioners between 20 degrees Celsius and 28 degrees Celsius, said Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs and Minister of Power, Manohar Lal Khattar. The policy aims to combat excessive electricity usage and reduce environmental impact, particularly during the intense summer months when air conditioning demand surges across Indian households and offices. The ministry's proposal responds to growing concern over the strain air conditioners place on India's power grid. Many consumers tend to lower AC temperatures to as low as 16 degrees Celsius, leading to steep energy consumption and contributing to greenhouse gas emissions due to the refrigerants used in these units. A report by the International Energy Agency, IEA, states that around 2 billion AC units are in use globally, with cooling systems consuming nearly 20% of energy used in buildings worldwide. This makes AC usage a major contributor to energy demand and carbon output. According to the Energy and Resources Institute, TERI, operating ACs at 27 degrees Celsius can significantly reduce electricity consumption compared to lower settings such as 18 degrees Celsius. Their research shows that setting air conditioners at 24 degrees Celsius can lead to considerable energy savings and help lower carbon emissions. Additionally, data from the Bureau of Energy Efficiency, BE, indicates that raising the AC temperature by just 1 degree Celsius can reduce electricity consumption by around 6%, with a total 30% savings possible by shifting from 18 degrees Celsius to 24 degrees Celsius. Research by the India Energy and Climate Center, IECC, reveals that India installs between 10 to 15 million new AC units annually. This number is expected to reach 130 to 150 million additional units over the next decade. Without policy intervention, this surge in usage could create a peak power demand of 120 gigawatts by 2030 and 180 gigawatts by 2035. Accounting for nearly 30% of India's expected energy needs. Further, TERI estimates that improving the energy efficiency of India's AC stock by 30% from 2015 levels could cut annual CO2 emissions by 180 million metric tons by 2030. While older AC systems relied on chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, which severely damage the ozone layer, modern systems use hydrochlorofluorocarbons, HCFCs, and hydrofluorocarbons, HFCs. Though HFCs are ozone-safe, they are potent greenhouse gases that trap heat in the atmosphere and significantly contribute to global warming. Air conditioners also indirectly contribute to CO2 emissions through the energy they consume, which is largely generated by burning fossil fuels. If implemented effectively, this measure could not only ease pressure on the national power grid but also help India achieve its long-term environmental and energy efficiency goals.